who know who Moses and Millie are? Well, for those of you who doubt, Moses and Millie are my two grandkids from my middle daughter. Moses is 5 and Millie's about 3. And I was quite excited because they were all over yesterday, but not just them. I have 3 daughters, and my oldest daughter lived in San Diego. Does anybody know where that is? It's in California. That's really far away. Well, she's come over to stay for a little while, and she has a child too, and his name is Jabril, but I call him the Jabberoni with cheese. That's what I call him, because he's a wild man. Anyway, they all came over to the rectory, and fortunately, Father Aaron was not there. He would have gone nuts, because everybody was running around, and as soon as they got into the rectory, my house where I live, the Jabberoni and Moses and Millie, they started to run around, and they said, let's play hide and seek. Who likes to play hide and seek? Ooh, that's a good game, isn't it? Who likes to hide? And who likes to be found? Well, I know you all like to be found because I played hide and seek and I hid really good. And if they can't find me, like in a minute, they get mad and then they want to quit. Because I know where to hide in my place because I could hide in really good spots. But they like to play hide and seek as soon as they go. They just love to play hide and seek because they love to be found. They love to be all excited that someone finds them somewhere and pays attention to them. How many of you have ever seen the 4th of July parade? Have you like waited and watched it go by? Yeah? And how many of you guys, if you really want to sit in the very front, don't you? Yeah, because if you don't get to sit in the rear front, you can't see too good. And I remember sitting in the back and I'm trying to look, and sometimes you got to have your dad or your mom put you on your shoulders so you can see better, right? That's kind of the story that we have today. There was this man who saw Jesus coming, and he was kind of coming with a lot of people in a parade. And so he was wondering, what's going on? Who's this special person that I see? And then all of a sudden he says, well, I can't see him because he was short. And the Bible says it. It's kind of funny. He says, because he was short in stature. That means he was little. That means if he was standing behind people, he couldn't see. That's kind of like what you guys are when you're standing around behind a lot of adults and stuff. You can't see. So what does he decide to do? He decides to go climb a tree. And he climbs up in a tree so he can see Jesus, but he's kind of hiding up there because normally you wouldn't see somebody in a tree. He's kind of hiding up there. And so you can imagine that all these people were around and Jesus is coming. Think of if you were on the 4th of July parade and you saw me and Father Aaron in the car like waving, and then all of a sudden I pointed to you and I said, come into the car with me and come and sit with us. Wouldn't that be exciting? I would be excited too. That never happened to me, but if it did, I'd be quite excited. That's what happened to Zacchaeus. Jesus had all these people around him that were listening to him and they loved him, but he didn't look at those. He pointed up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down here. And he didn't just give him a piece of candy. He said, I want to stay at your house today. And Zacchaeus was so excited. And he was excited because Zacchaeus had a job where people didn't like him. And so he felt kind of bad about it. And he was so excited that he said that he's going to give half of the money he had to poor people. So imagine if you were collecting candy at the 4th of July parade and I said, come on and sit in the car with me, and you gave all your candy, you threw all your candy out to somebody. Wouldn't it be fun? Give it to other people? That would make you feel really good and show how excited you are. What the story tells us is that Jesus doesn't pick the most famous people. He doesn't pick the best people. He doesn't pick the most popular people. He picks the little people. Not just little in this way, but little that people think that they don't think they matter too much, that they don't think they're very important, Those are the people that Jesus picks. One of my favorite saints is Saint Teresa of Lisieux. They call her the little flower because she was small and petite, and she thought her whole life, I'm not important around here in the world. I'm never going to be a special person. I'm not going to be like the president or a king or a queen. She said, I'm just going to be a little person, but I'm going to tell Jesus that I want to do little things for people. And she had this favorite story that she said that she had a dream once, that she was at the bottom of a big stairway, and Jesus was at the top, and Jesus said, Teresa, come on up. And Teresa started to walk, but as she started to walk up the stairs, it got harder and harder until she finally stopped and said, Jesus, I can't walk anymore up the stairs. So Jesus ran down the stairs and picked her up in her arms and carried her up the stairs. Jesus looks for the little ones. He looks for the people who don't think they're very important. And he makes them really important. The apostles, the people that followed him, Peter and James and Andrew and John, they were fishermen. They weren't like professors, or they weren't wonderful people. They weren't priests or anything. When Jesus was around, they had a lot of priests, but he didn't pick any of them. He picked people that just went fishing for a living or did other little things. Jesus tells us by the way that he takes care of people that you guys, you little ones, you have the best chance of being Jesus to other people. And that's what Jesus is telling us. That's why he asks you to be really good, because he uses you to show himself to other people. That's why he wants you to be good. He wants you to do good things. Now, your parents right nowadays, because of all the things that are going around, might be kind of crabby. They might be kind of scared. They might be kind of short-tempered. They might like seem like they got other things on their mind. That's why it's real important when a lot of people in the world are nervous and worried, the little ones need to help. That's all of you. You need to say, Mom and Dad, it'll be all right, because Jesus told me so. Jesus came and took Zacchaeus and said, I'm going to stay in your house. I'm going to stay with you. And that's his promise to all of us. I'm going to stay with you. We're getting close to the end of the church year. It's not the regular year end yet, but the church ends its year, and it starts as it gets ready for Christmas. And who knows what that season of getting ready is called? No, she said Lent, but you're close. Advent. And so we have about 4 weeks of getting ready for Jesus to come. And one of the things that we talk about and sing during Advent is, O come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. So just like in today's story where Jesus said, Zacchaeus, today I stay in your house. On Christmas, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. But he's with us. He doesn't come down again like a king. He comes down as a baby, the most innocent and the most little thing you could have. So I want you to remember you're important to Jesus because you are the ones that Jesus invites. You are the ones that Jesus says, I want to stay in your house today, and I want to stay in your house today. And he's going to say it to you. He might not say it to his mommy and your mommy and daddy. He might say it to you. So that's why you have to be good, and you have to tell your mommy and daddy it'll be all right. Everything will be all right because Jesus wants to stay. So think about that today. Think about how Jesus doesn't pick big people. He picks little people like you. And people that we don't think are important, that's the ones that Jesus says, no, you are really, really important. Because God made you, and he made you just the way he wants you to be.